the streets of our cities and towns. They're filling up. We've got buskers, flower sellers, street pastors. Now we have the opportunity to have prayers for healing. Hots or healing on the streets can be seen in Gloucester City Centre one Saturday morning a month. But who are hots and what do they do? Ian Todd is a member of St Catherine's in Gloucester and the coordinator of hots for the city centre.
HOD stands for Healing on the Streets and is a very simple ministry, started in Coleraine several years ago now, spread to 70 plus cities and towns in the UK and throughout the world. And the basic essence is we put seats down in cities, towns, and invite people to come for healing prayer.
What do you mean by healing?
Healing is an interesting word. It means lots of different things to lots of people. Healing can be, of course, spiritual, mental, physical. We tend to focus on the aspects of physical healing so that people improve their condition. But ultimately what we want is that people leave with a sense of well-being and in touch with God.
I mean, I just wonder what right you've got on the streets of cities and towns to actually say you could heal people when doctors, nurses can't.
Well, the first thing I'd say is, do people, when they go to a doctor or nurse, always get healed? And the second is, we're not saying we can definitely heal people. We are offering people the opportunity to be prayed for healing, and we believe that God can heal, and it's up to him what happens.
Recently, though, the Advertising Standards Authority banned HOTS, your organisation, from claiming that God can heal illnesses, which you put in your website and on leaflets. So that's a bit different from what you've just said.
I don't think it is different from what we've said. The Advertising Standards Authority ruling, which is available on their website, does not say that people cannot say that we believe that God can heal. What they specifically asked was for the specific ailments would be removed from their website. As it happens, if people looked at our websites or had been to see us and looked at our leaflets are actually very different. We do not specify any particular ailments, but we say healing in a more general sense.
Been doing it a year in Gloucester. I just wonder what the response of people in the city has been.
Very positive. Before we started, people had, for whatever reason, said that Gloucester might be a difficult place to run HOTS. It hasn't proved to be the case. Some people obviously don't have a particular interest, but we've had very little animosity, and people have been curious to know what we're up to, and many people have come for prayer.
One lady who's involved with the HOTS is Caroline Torgeman from Gloucester. How did you get involved in this then?
I heard about HOTS locally from a person which was already involved, and I had heard beforehand about people going on the streets offering healing, and I wanted to get involved then. And so when I found out that they were doing it in Gloucester, I looked on the website and I contacted Ian.
What's it like when people come up to you and ask for prayers for healing? How do you feel?
When people come up and ask for prayers for healing, I feel that's wonderful. It's wonderful that they've come up to me and they've asked for the prayers for healing. And I'm just happy that I'm available to be able to be there for them.
Ian, coming back to you again, where's the evidence?
The evidence is in our eyes and in what people tell us and what people feel. We don't ask people to stop taking medication. We require people to go and see their doctors if they believe that they've been healed. And there are plenty of cases where people do show definite improvements.
Have you had people throwing away their crutches, standing up, walking around, dancing around who haven't before?
No, it's not like that at all. We much more find that people leave with a sense of well-being, peace. Sometimes they remark that they've felt an immediate improvement in their physical condition. In fact, often it's their spiritual well-being that we notice has improved.
Your job in your other world, apart from HOTS, is as a professional scientist. The two just don't connect, do they, really?
Yes, they absolutely do connect. I think as a scientist, we know that it is virtually impossible to prove or disprove anything. We cannot prove the existence of God. And only recently, Richard Dawkins has admitted that he can't disprove the existence of God. So I think it shows that there's a lot of things that science don't know. We even believe now that there are other dimensions that we don't believe. Where God fits in with that, who knows? But all I know is that it's almost impossible to prove or disprove things, and I have a very open mind.
That's Ian Todd, who's the coordinator of HOTS, that's Healing on the Streets, in Gloucester. And they can be next seen out in the city on Saturday the 17th. That's next Saturday from 10 until 1.